أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المشي عليه. As we said previously, long time ago, that there are two kinds of knowledge. One knowledge is علم الأوراق, the other knowledge is علم الأذواق, knowledge of letters and knowledge of taste. And it's very difficult to mix between the two, and it's very difficult to speak from the knowledge of taste to those whom they don't understand it. They understand only the knowledge of letters, because those people who understand the knowledge of letters are, yani, they are understand what they have read in books, and what they have read in books, which is very important also for us as Islamic knowledge, Islamic Sharia, Islamic principle. But also there are knowledge of realities and knowledge of enlightenment that many awliyaullah has brought from what Allah has given them from ilmul haqa'iq. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught him from our heavenly knowledge. Allah gave his servants, some of his servants, that kind of knowledge. Because Allah said in Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. They found a servant from our servants. Means there are the other servants. He didn't, where are they? It's not Imam Samad. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Not, now in the explanation of abd, not every person, although every person is a abd, but cannot be called abd until he will be cleaned from his ego completely. Then he become a real abd. Or you are a abd that, of course, Allah is the creator and you are his servant, but you are in the lowest stages of عبودية, because عبودية, the highest level is سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Allah mentioned him in Holy Quran, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده. He mentioned him is his servant. So مقام العبودية is the level of understanding مقام التوحيد. And not every human being understand that although we are عبد, but we are not in the reality of what is being explained in that surah. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. They found one of our servants. Means there are more than one that عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught him from our heavenly knowledge. And that's why we see in the Islamic history that there are a lot of these awliyaullah that they have come and they give knowledges that people of letters did not understand what they are saying. Like, for example, a simple example is Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi. He's one of the biggest enlightened saint that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him such knowledge. Many others like that. But the people who are only knowledge of letters cannot understand. There are people who are in between. They have knowledge of letters, they have knowledge of realities, and these are in between. They can understand these two sides, And that's what we call these people are ulama Ahlus Sunnah, the scholar of the Ahlus Sunnah, that they are really understanding the interpretation of the different hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and different verses. And there are the awliyaullah, which are completely, Allah gave them that heavenly knowledge beside the knowledge that it's common to everyone. I'm making that introduction because in this series of explanation of the notes that I was recording in Grand Sheikh's time, I saw I'm coming to something little bit deep. I have to give an introduction, is that for sure the people of letters might not understand it, but people of followers of awliyaullah, followers of realities, those who are seeking knowledge, they can accept. They will not reject. They will accept. They believe, but they might not understand it fully. But they accept whatever that wali has said, because they saw from him the reality of sainthood. So Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said in the continuation of this suhbah, which we begin two lectures before, that was being given in 1392 Hijri, means around 35 years ago. He said that Allah sent Jibril to, as we said before, we dressed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with that heavenly light, dressed him at the time of birth and at the time of when he was very young, under the observation of Halima Sa'diya, not the maternal mother, the what you call it. She was breastfeeding. So he took him and opened his heart. In addition to what Allah has already given Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Allah created him from his light, he took one hand of his light and said, "Be Muhammad." He created him from that beautiful name, An-Nur, that beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he became into the physical life, Allah wanted to dress him more and to give him more honor by sending Jibril alayhi salam to Prophet when Prophet was at very young, to open his heart and to take that small black opening clot in the heart that we know from Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is the place of Al-Qarin. Al-Qarin means the one that living with you, your equal. Al-Qarin?
No, sir.
It's, when we explain it, it's Al-Qarin is the one that always with you. That never leaves you, is always with you. We call him Karin because he is from the evil side. always that, always with that person. Every one of us has qareen. Either you can make your qareen mu'min, bring him to iman, or he will be non-mu'min, evil, devil, and he is pulling your leg always toward his side. And Prophet ﷺ said, I am the only one that I make my qareen Muslim, mu'min. That qareen, that place that it is in the heart, that where he sit. If a man, a man, a woman, a woman. Where that qareen sit, Jibreel alayhi salam took it out. So there was no more place for that in the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all of us, we have that. And that's the biggest problem in the world between the human race, is that we are in a struggle with our qareen. Our qareen wants to take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you, the good side, the ruh, the good side of the ruh, the soul, wants to take you toward your origin. There is a struggle always in your life. And that's why يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُ. People will be resurrected with whom they love. Means people will come with whom they love. They sit with whom they love. They sit with whom they know each other. As Prophet ﷺ said, الْأَرْوَاحُ جُنُودٌ مُجَنَّدًا. The souls are like army, like people grouping together. Those who من تعرف منها تلف, those who knows that each other and love each other, they become together, and those who are not, they separate. So you see people, group of people coming and sitting and listening to one or to whatever, they have that relationship of brotherhood and sisterhood, of being in that position of a reality that was in the day of promises, that they were together. So when Jibreel alayhi salam came, he took, Grand Sheikh is saying, may Allah bless his soul, he said that Jibreel alayhi salam washed the heart of Prophet after taking that place away of the qareen. He washed it with ma'ul hayat, with the water of youth, or with the lively water, with the heavenly water, with the water that never dies. A water that it is always living, ever living. It is heavenly water. Heavenly water never disappear. It's always there. And that's why Prophet ﷺ, not one veil was on him. Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, that in that process that was happening, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's soul left him. So they thought that Prophet died in that, when he was child. But Allah gave them that, no, wait. We took him, Jibreel saying, we took him to the divine presence where Allah is opening on his heart the manifestation of the 99 beautiful names and attributes together with on top of them, Allah is granting him the honor of carrying Ismullah al-A'zam. And with that, he is dressing him and giving him that reality that he never gave to anyone of other prophets. Even Sayyidina Musa asked for that. Every prophet asked for Ismullah al-Azam never being given, except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then ordered Jibreel to take, to wash that, the heart, another time after being washed in the divine presence, to be also blend, to be blended with another light bima al-kawthar, with the water of the river that Allah granted to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in judgment day in paradise. People will be asking all their lives that Ya Rabbi Iskina min Nahr al-Kawthar, give us to quench our thirst from the river of Kawthar that you gave to your Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nahr al-Kawthar, as he explained, is a heavenly light of water that Allah has given the permission to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to clean the ummah with. Anyone asking Allahumma askina min nahri al-kawthar, Allah will dress him from that heavenly light at any time he is asking. That is from Allah's mercy. Ud'uni astajib lakum, Allah said in Holy Quran. Ask me, beg me, I will respond to you. Astajib. I will answer you. I will answer yes. Astajib means I will accept what you have asked and I will give to you. So if someone saying, Ya Rabbi, iskina min nahr al-kawthar, Mawlana Shaykh, may Allah bless him, said, Allah granted that secret that it will be given to anyone asking to have a drink from Nahr al-Kawthar at that moment in his life. If he is asking at any prayer or making a word like Allahumma askina min Nahr al-Kawthar, Allahumma askina min Nahr al-Kawthar bijah habibika al-Mustafa, Allah will dress you every moment you mention that sentence from Nahr al-Kawthar, from that heavenly light. Because Allah said, Inni qareeb ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an, I'm very near, I will respond and accept and give whoever asks me, whatever he wants to ask me. And especially on that request of Nahr al-Kawthar, Allah gave the authority to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to dress at any moment someone is asking from that Nahr al-Kawthar. And Grand Sheikh said, Allah has opened for me that secret to relay it to anyone who follows us in order to use that to be dressed with that heavenly light, which is a light that will rejuvenate you completely from any bad manners or any sin that you have done, and clean you and present you in judgment day with that dress of that light when everyone is in need for a light at that time in the resurrection day, and those who are being dressed with that light are going to be near Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is that Nahrul Kawthar? Prophet owns Nahrul Kawthar. Allah gave to him. But who is that Nahrul Kawthar? We leave it that a question mark. We'll not go inside that. Although Maulana went inside that, but it will might go very heavy on the heart of people. So we leave that. But we know that that river being given to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to dress his ummah, and whoever asked from Allah's servants to be dressed with Nahrul Kawthar, to be drinking from it, he will be given that. But there is a secret there. That river, that from where it is coming, from which, you know, in a river, they go to the origin, the spring, you see. From where it's originate, and what kind of origin it is, and who is there, and who was able to see that origin by the permission that Allah gave to Prophet to whom he showed that, we leave that. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has completed with Jibril at his childhood the to be dressed with these lights and these beautiful names and attributes and Ismullah al-Azam that has been given to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet has permission after that from his Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to Prophet, because he is the best and the most and the perfect sincere servant to Allah and the seals of messenger that Allah created first. Allah gave him the authority to clean with that light the heart of his ummah at their birth. Anyone who is at the birth is from Ummatul Nabi, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will clean him from the four enemy, al-a'da al-arba'a, nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan, will clean him from these different enemies and dress him, although that servant doesn't know in reality what is happening in his physical life, because this is completely related to heavenly knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Only some servant knows that, not everyone. Means awliyaullah knows these secrets. And not all of awliya, they know according to their levels. Every wali, according to his level, he knows something. And وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower, means above every level, there is a level. Above every saint, there is a saint. According to the levels of these saints, they know how much that servant being cleaned. So when they look at one, they know how much he is clean and how much he is in that divine presence. But for us, we cannot see that. For us as normal people, we cannot see that. We don't know. Awliyaullah knows. And that's why Awliyaullah can, according to these lights, they monitor their students in order to keep them always near that light, not to be too much away from it, or they must, they will be, some of them will be lost, they bring them back. You see them going far, and then after some time they bring them back. Because they want to show them, you want to go with your Karin, with your partner, that shaitan will go. But you are finished, you are trapped. You give your hand to the Sheikh, he has responsibility on you. And that's why our we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Prophet, that to keep our, not to our initiation to be cancelled from our Sheikh, that always our initiation, that bay'ah that we took with our Sheikh, to be continuously there. Or else all this mercy, all this manifestation will be taken away and taken from us. And he added more, that not only Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave permission to Prophet to clean and dress from that light, but the whole servanthood, the whole servants, from Adam alayhi salam to the day of resurrection. Prophet has the power and has the authority from Allah being granted to him, that he can, anyone can clean at any moment he likes when he wishes. And Maulana say that this is the second authorization. Taslim. Taslim. That's yusallim shakhs. Sallamtuka al-kitab. This is this the first time that Allah gave his servants to Prophet was in the day of promises. He surrendered them to him. He gave the authority to his to Prophet on his servants. The second time that taslim, that authority that has been given bestowed. To Prophet
bestowed.
Is the time that when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being taken to be in his childhood to be dressed with that heavenly dress and with that manifestation of the 99 names and Ismullah al-Azam that we have described, we have mentioned, and from the Ma'ul Kawthar, Prophet was given another time the authority on people. This is second time. Third time, Prophet will be given in the day of resurrection the authority of whom he likes. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between his servants, Allah will give authority to Prophet to whom he likes to take under his shafa'a to heaven. Third authorization. In the seerah, it says that of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on his birth the whole heavens were decorated and the sounds of angels were being heard. And Grand Sheikh said Salman al-Farisi knew about the birth of Prophet, and we described this in the first lecture, the series. And he was coming to Medina to find that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knew about his birth by the sounds that he was hearing from that coming through the skies and through this universe and through the animals, wild and domestic. They were happy and rejoicing in that mercy of the birth of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Maulana said that at that moment, his mother, when she was giving birth to him, and she had three ladies with her, Allah has sent her three ladies to take care of her birth. Anyone knows them? Is Hawa, Sayyida Hawa. Allah sent her from Barzakh to the presence of Sayyida Amina to deliver her. Sayyida Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, because she was a believer. And Sayyida Maryam. Three ladies Allah has sent to Sayyida Amina to deliver her for the birth of Prophet, as honoring her. And they heard that Prophet, as soon as he was coming out, went into sajda and asking Allah, saying, Ummati, 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 Ummati. He was asking because he has that authorization that he took from Allah in the Day of Promises, the first authorization to dress the Ibadullah with these heavenly lights. He was asking at that moment when he came to dunya, Ya Rabbi, let me now dress them with that light. Not to wait later. I want now. Immediately, as soon as I'm coming out to dunya, you brought me to dunya through my mother. I wanted at that moment not to delay them. Let them dress from this heavenly light. And Allah granted that to Prophet ﷺ. We know from the seerah that these three ladies came. We know from the seerah that Prophet said at his birth, Ummati, Ummati, in his life, Ummati, Ummati. In his death, he will say, Ummati, Ummati. In judgment day, he will say, Ummati, Ummati. But we don't know what is secret between them. That was the secret at the birth of Prophet. He was asking, Ya Rabbi, the authorization you gave to me in the Day of Promises, let me dress your servants with that at I am coming down. So as he is coming down, Allah gave that authorization, as Grand Sheikh said, and what Prophet went into sajda thanking him for allowing him to dress everyone from Ibadullah with that heavenly light. So that's why Awliya Allah, when they look at people, they see that light. That's why they don't talk anything about anyone, because they know that light on them. That what Allah has honored them. That's why he said in Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored human being. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We have carried them on land and water. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We have carried them on the where?
Land.
And then where?
Sea.
What is the land? We explained that long time ago in a different way. Today it's coming in a different way. We explained that different way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Bani Adam, honored them by asking Jibril to bring from the land the clay and take it to paradise, honoring them from Bar, from this earth land to Bahrul Qudra, to the ocean of power, to dress them, honor them. Now it's coming that from the land, وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We have carried them on the land and the ocean. The land is where the mother and the father meet with each other. They are on land. But the child, when that child conceived, the mother conceived, will become like an ocean in the womb of the mother. He's swimming in that, what you call it?
Amniotic fluid.
It is the ocean for him, where he is in complete seclusion. At that moment, at that place, Prophet ﷺ is authorized to dress him with that heavenly light. May Allah forgive us. Mm-hmm. And that's why when people say, oh, she has to deliver the lady, the water broke. The what water? That's that وَحَمَلْنَاهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We have carried them on the land through the father and the mother and put them in that ocean of amniotic fluid. And وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَةِ. And we have rizq, we have provided them from طَيِّبَات. Means, what is طَيِّبَات? طَيِّبَات, the best التَّحِيَّات, طَيِّبَات. When we make in tahiyya, we say التَّحِيَّات الطَّيِّبَات to Allah. الطَّيِّبَات means the best, it's not the food. Means that light that Allah has given to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الطَّيِّبَات, to dress his servants in the womb of their mother in that ocean. And that's why وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, we provided them from that heavenly light that we gave to our Prophet to dress عِبَادُ اللَّهِ. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us. And this is a drop of an ocean of what Maulana has said. I'm taking a little bit and explaining. We cannot go deep into it because then people might not be able to understand, and first of them, me, I cannot understand it anymore. So whatever came, we explain. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. This barakah of Imam Sanad, Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.